Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a weekly podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love. I'm Ben Mandelker from B-Side Blog, who can also be found at B-Side Blog on Twitter. And with me, as always, we have Ronnie Karam from TVgasm. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello.
Hello. Ronnie is at TVgasm. And Matt Whitfield from Yahoo. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ben. Welcome back, Ronnie.
Yes, welcome back. Yeah,
thank you, everybody.
All of our Facebook commenters were really pissed that you weren't here with us last week.
I thought they were very sympathetic. They were like, no, Ben and Matt, you guys were like really good, but we kind of miss Ronnie.
You guys are full of shit. Whenever somebody misses, they say they miss him. Last time Matt missed, they were like that. But you guys, the new year came with a new diet, and I got a little bit grumpy, and I could not even bring myself to watch a TV because that's when I eat Little Caesars and cry at the same time and cut myself.
Who's Little Caesar and what does he look like?
He's so hot. He's a short guy. He's hot. He's curly oily hair. At all times. He's always ready to go down your throat.
Is he Italian?
Does he live in New Jersey? Does he have a daughter who has to go to the face?
Yeah, so I couldn't bring myself. I had nothing to say, so I sat out. But it's nice to be back. I haven't talked to you guys before. I haven't talked to you since 2012.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And by the way, real quickly, Matt is at Life on the M List, and our show, our podcast, is at What Crappens. But even more importantly, we have a great Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Watch What Crappens. Super, super active, getting more active every week.
You know, it's blowing up, y'all.
Blowing up. You know, last week we said we wanted more people to like the page, and gosh darn it, more people liked it. So
guess what they also did? They also came through. Whenever I make like a request to hurt myself or start eating, the request that I put out for iTunes comments always skyrockets, and so we got a lot of awesome new ones. We are 5-star solid, motherfucker.
There was actually a lot of Matt love this week on Facebook, because for some reason somewhere it came through that there was some criticism of you, Matt, but I don't seem to remember seeing
that. One girl posted a little thing that I think was a joke, but a few of my friends on the Facebook page came and backed me up, so I appreciated that. No, nor did I solicit it.
Yeah, because I was sort of amused. Everyone's like, no, don't make fun of Matt. We love Matt. I was like, wait, who's making fun of Matt?
I know.
They weren't really making fun of me. They were more just like...
I was wondering what you guys were talking about, and I thought Matt was going in there and like deleting stuff.
No, I didn't touch. We all have equal controls. I did not delete anything. I think that they just really missed Ronnie this past week. But a few people came in and were like, "Oh, well, you know, sometimes Ben and Ronnie like to go on a tangent, and Matt is the only one that reels them back in." I don't want to be the school marm, but I think that's my role.
It's the Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, I am. I'm the den mother.
Well, listen, speaking of reining it in, I have to rein it in a little bit because I have to actually leave in 50 minutes because I have to go downtown on Little Caesar, or actually downtown Los Angeles. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about this week. We've got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Atlanta, that awful show, Vanderpump Rules. We're going to touch on Top Chef. We'll touch on Million Dollar Decorator. We'll touch on Miami Lost Footage.
Excuse Me and the best show ever, Shaws of Sunset.
And, of course, Shaws of Sunset. And there's even, you know what, I'm actually sad that I have to rush us along here because there's a lot of good gossip that I don't know if we can touch on this week. A lot of people
post
some
good
stuff.
Yes, we can. Okay.
I just read something right now, like literally seconds ago, right before this podcast, in the New York Times, so we're getting classy, that Dr. Lenny Hochstein wants to tear down a beautiful like 1925 mansion on Star Island, and he wants to rebuild it with his own shitty thing. What do you guys think about that?
Well, he tore down his wife and rebuilt her, so he's good at that, so we maybe should give him some credit.
Yeah, he says, well, apparently when they bought this house, they bought it sight unseen in part of a foreclosure deal. I think they're just so antsy to get onto Star Island, they were just like, okay, we'll just buy it. And then they discovered that it required a lot of renovations, but the preservationists are super mad. And he's like, well, if I knew it was historical, I wouldn't have bought it. So, once again, more idiocy in Miami.
I say screw history. I want to go see Lincoln. Screw history. Tear it all down. I don't give a crap.
Tear it down.
Tear it down.
I feel like there was like three other really good gossip pieces this week, but I can't remember. Do you guys remember?
I read a little bit.
Mercedes, MJ, bank fraud. Did you guys read about that?
That's a good
one.
You
read about that? Totally. I mean, but how old was she? Oh, well, we'll get to her age because her age was revealed during this week's episode, which was amazing. But so what was the deal with the bank fraud?
When she said that pill popping was the worst thing she was ever accused of, I was like, yeah, you forgot about going to jail. Because that was that accusation was probably worse.
Yeah, I would say so. What happened was she committed some sort of bank fraud, and she claimed she was a teller at a bank, and she claimed that these guys came in and intimidated her and made her make these deposits, illegal deposits, etc. And we don't know what sort of deposits, cash or semen, maybe both.
Are you kidding? It was sliders. It was a sliders deposit.
It was a slider deposit.
They were supposed to, you know, she was supposed to, like, you know, check in like a good 20 sliders, but you know, there was some on the side for her. There always is some on the side.
They
for
were
Mercedes.
They were representatives from White Castle.
Of course.
It was Harold and Kumar. They came to see MJ. Mercedes.
I have one little piece. There was, you know, this Miss Zanuck here from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who is not getting that much screen time. Apparently, she is taking to her Bravo blog to trash some of her castmates.
Oh,
and
good.
She is hating on Taylor. Surprise, surprise. But who doesn't hate Taylor? So I'm not going to fault her for that by any means. But apparently, she's not getting a lot of screen time. So she's lashing out on the web. That's what these ladies like to do. They like to lash out on the web.
She apparently gets into it with Taylor because she's been saying since the beginning of the season when she wasn't even on it that she hates Taylor. So I can't wait to see what goes down with them.
Single girl, us single girls, we have to stay together. We
Mommy,
stay together.
Where's our plane?
Did
I am
you?
So fucking sure that bitch ever had a plane. She
Did
never
you?
Had a plane.
Did you notice that Camille and Brandy were both trying to like shake her off of them when
Brandy
she was grabbing
wasn't
get their hands on that couch?
Brandy wasn't paying attention. Camille was like, yeah, single girls. Brandy was talking to someone else and letting her hand be clasped. That's all.
Well, and the entire time Camille was like, yeah, us single girls, wait, I get to go home and get some like big old hot man.
Yeah, so why don't we talk about Beverly Hills since we've already gone right there. So this week's episode, once again, it started off pretty much with Yolanda fluttering about picking lemons from her garden in typical Yolanda
She
fashion.
Is the Martha Stewart from Holland, according to Kyle.
I need lemons for the master cleanse, so I grew a lemon forest. Like,
I'm somewhat, I can't help it, I'm obsessed with lemons.
And, oh, don't worry about the bees. I'm making honey. Bitch, you are not making honey.
When she said she was making honey, that was the most ridiculous thing.
But, Ben, like we discussed last week, the most important supporting player on the entire cast was there, Yolanda's refrigerator.
Ugh, that beautiful refrigerator and her citrus juicer, which, as I mentioned on Facebook, is the same one that I have. She keeps it real. She gets the same Oster juicer that us poor folk have, too.
It's so funny that no matter which one of us posts on Facebook, I can tell who it is by their voice. Like, I know that Matt is never going to post about how excited he is to see his juicer on TV. I know that that's a Ben post.
Because yeah, I've given up drinking, too. I just don't consume anything but air.
Well, Yolanda, I love that she's making honey and like and pushing the master cleanse as if she's like the first one who's ever heard about this stupid thing. Have you guys ever done the cleanse?
The master
right now. What are you talking about? Of course.
Are you doing
I'm on
master
a fast
cleanse?
Right now? I'm on a total fast right
I
now.
I didn't eat yesterday. I just drank liquids.
All right. Well,
I'm on day 14 of a water fast. Thank you very much.
Well, I love how Yolanda's like, it will change your life. You will know all your decisions and answers now.
Oh,
you master cleanse.
You feel wonderful. The brain toxins.
It will clear it all out. She's like, I write love letters to the bees. They don't sting me.
Yeah, that woman's ridiculous, and the Master Cleanse is like 1,000 calories a day of pure sugar, so I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people don't realize that the Master Cleanse is really just drinking water with maple syrup in it, which is really not good for you.
And it also apparently gives you hella shit, son.
Yeah,
well, that's
if you're
going to
starve yourself,
weight,
yeah.
That's
if you're
going to
starve
it.
Yourself, grow some balls and starve yourself.
Yeah, okay? Well, I love how she's like, oh, and as an added benefit, you also lose weight. I'm like, added benefit? Isn't that the entire benefit? How is that like the ancillary thing? What's the main thing?
Okay, oh, and it also cures cancer.
The only thing that cures anything is Kim Richards' life coach. What the fuck?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that scene, that also inspired me to go onto Facebook and say that we definitely need to resurrect Starting Over with the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Because to imagine Kim and Kyle stuck in a house with Iyanla Van Zandt would be my dream come true.
I don't put it past them. They were on that stupid Fox reality diving series this past week. They will do anything for a check.
Oh, I recorded that. I still haven't seen it.
Let me break it down for you in 10 seconds. The girls didn't dive. All they did was jump off of a diving board, and Kim only did like a pike into the water. She didn't dive head first. Okay, the end.
Still pretty hilarious.
They came in, both of them came in last place.
Well, the best part is she probably thought she was at the Olympics, and she probably thought she was doing the trampoline.
That is very true. But the only person that should ever do trampoline are the Bellinos from Orange County.
She thought she was actually starring in the movie Swim Fan.
Which, by the way, that takes me to one of my favorite moments of the episode, which also involved Yolanda, when Kyle was talking about, like, she's like, you know, I used to think my sister was magic, and Yolanda's like, oh, she's like, oh, you ever see Escape from Witch Mountain? She's like, no.
Right, it's like the accent died out, no.
Yeah, she's like all sweet, like, no.
And she described the movie, she's like, oh, this is what the movie's about, and Yolanda just looked like so bored, like, you stupid Americans, what kind of movie is this?
She's like, when I was a child in Holland, our children's movie only had to do with death and fatigue.
We didn't have movies. We would spin a top and watch it and laugh.
We would just go to the Anne Frank home and stare.
Wow.
Yeah.
I drew my own attic.
So, I would put on clogs and I would cry. That was my movie.
So Yolanda is one self-righteous asshole. I'll say that. But I did love when this episode really got going in the Moroccan restaurant, which Kyle plans his dinner at a Moroccan restaurant. No one wants to sit on the floor. She refuses to use her hands to eat. Like, bitch, where you think you are? It's a Moroccan restaurant.
And they weren't even sitting on the floor. They were sitting on benches.
And did you guys notice that when the waiter came around and handed them out chunks of bread, all of them looked terrified? They all, like, were throwing the bread against the wall, like, oh my God, get this away.
Taylor's like, I already gained my 10 pounds for the season. I am not touching any carbs.
Oh, none of them ate the bread that they were supposed to slop up all that food with.
They're just dumb people. The only one, actually, I have to say, kudos to what's her face, the new girl, whose name I'm suddenly, Zanuck.
Marissa Zanuck.
Marissa, or as Kyle calls her, Marissa. Who actually looked like she was having fun. And, you know, she seemed like a good person and smart. And I wish it could have been us having dinner with her at Dharma Greb instead of all those idiots.
Why was she bringing her, husband and her brother, though?
Was it husband and
her
brother?
Her odd little brother.
Yeah, the brother. I was like, is she trying to set him up with somebody? Or is he, like, the new gay? I don't know.
Why did she live in such a poor person house?
I know, she's a Zanuck. What's she doing in that?
Well, I had first thought it was Brandy's house, like, that Kyle was picking them both up at Brandy's, and she just parked her Porsche out front. But I was like, what is she doing in this, like, shed where the gardener should live?
Well, you must have loved it, Matt, when talk of Brandy's, like, leased house was very up, like, out there, because you're always complaining that Brandy has this crappy little house. And this is what I love about Brandy. She does not hide it at all. I mean, that was, like, the whole talk. She's like,
I
have a crappy leased house.
I like that they kept emphasizing that for her to write a check for $2,000 was, like, a big deal. I mean, you know, when you're up against the horrible Maloof Hoof, I mean, $2,000 for a poor lady, that's a lot of money.
And how does she not have any lawyer friends that can just, like, deal with this simple thing?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't she have, like, lady skills to pay the bills? Come on, girl.
Yeah, why doesn't she, like, hit up Sheena? I'm sure Sheena's taking a law class.
Oh my God, she looks like a Tim Burton character.
Like, Sheena or Brandy?
Brandy. I don't think she's, like, into the selling herself.
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
She looks like she's from Nightmare Before Christmas with that face. Come on now. I love Brandy, but come on. Let's be honest. She ain't selling that ass.
But what does that have to do with her house?
Everything. She can't
want her to sell herself?
Oh, yes. I must have missed that line.
Whoever said you wanted her to sell herself. She ain't going to sell herself.
I don't think Ben caught that. Ben didn't catch the drift
that I thought that she could, you know, have sex for money.
You know what it is? Because I mentioned Sheena from Vanderpump Rules, and my brain instantly shut off.
That girl is dumb.
Everything about that show is dumb. But let's get back to Beverly Hills.
So everything went down at the Moroccan dinner, and everybody's kind of started fighting with everybody else. So right before dinner was served, Kim turns to Kyle and decides to have a sisterly moment on camera where she goes, I think we need to like spend, I can't do the voice, so I'm going to leave it up to you guys. But she pretty much told Kyle that they need to have some one-on-one sister time.
Heck. Remember, I think we need to be closer because if we carry around, we can't not like each other anymore, Kyle, because it's not good, Kyle. Remember how you were mad at me for drinking, and I was mad at you for being mad at me for drinking, and then you were mad at me for being mad at you for being mad at me for drinking? That was dumb,
Kyle. I say this every single week, but I'm sticking to it. I'm not sure that she's necessarily fully sober. There very well could be some of Mercedes's pills in her purse. But Kim not drinking alcohol really has made her see the light to realize that Kyle is a horrible fucking monster. And add to the horrible fucking monster list, Mauricio, who I now hate.
Well, no, so here's the other thing. So Kyle's whole thing is, you know, I sort of wanted to do a dinner party do-over because I was so upset with the way the last one turned out. Why doesn't she keep her husband under
control? Wait, she wanted to prove to Marissa Zanuck that they could all actually get along. That was not the case.
Yeah, that's real.
No, I think that Kyle did that on purpose because she wants to throw yet another party where Brandy has to leave in tears. Because if Brandy leaves every single social event, she has to get fired from the show. Like, she can't stay on the show if she can't.
Ronnie, that is like a really good possibility.
Kyle's a manipulator, man. She is terrible. And then she has Mauricio show up to yell at Brandy. She's just so painfully obvious. While she sits back all calmly, like, oh, well, that's just Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Where was Faye Resnick? Was she like the nice thing to do, like invite Brandy but not invite Faye? Like, I don't understand. I'm surprised she. So is Mauricio playing the attack dog this time instead of Faye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, the whole thing was a total shit show. I mean, everyone was wasted, which was hilarious. But you know what I loved? I loved when Lisa sort of called everyone else out for saying about Adrian and how Adrian when Adrian was attacking her, no one came to Lisa's defense. You know?
Or Adrian is also the one who said, "Let's not sue people," and now she's fucking suing the poor lady.
Yeah, give it to Taylor for pulling that one out. Taylor actually coming to Brandy's defense. I was shocked.
It was kind of hilarious, Ben, because they all...
Only because she was on her own side, because Taylor was the one who was going to be suing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how fucking funny was it? It was like, as soon as that came out, everybody went around the room going, well, I'm still bitter about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it went down. A lot of those wounds are not healed.
Yeah, and a lot of it came from that lawsuit last year that fucking idiot Taylor started. That, you know, I love that Taylor is such a liar that she doesn't realize, even after watching herself on TV, what lies she's told. Last year, she said she had no idea about a lawsuit. She had no idea Russell was sending papers to anybody. She had no idea. And this year, of course she knew. She's like standing up for herself for being able to throw a lawsuit at somebody.
Right.
That woman's so nasty.
Camille is not having any of it. And I am so sad. I've said this a million times. Camille should be a full-time housewife. She has more screen time than Marissa and Yolanda combined. And I just love that Camille like will pretend to be nice to Taylor. And then Taylor will say one thing and Camille is like, put me in the confessional because I want to talk shit about this.
Well, Camille will be a real housewife again. She's just not this year because she was going through her custody and her settlement hearings.
Right. And as soon as the kids are like out of the picture in the sense that like that's all behind them, I think that she can come back into play. But Ronnie, you made a point like 5 minutes ago that was really good. Is Kyle trying to make Brandy walk away in tears every time, therefore no screen time, therefore she has to go?
No.
We have not seen any fucking Adrian Maloof all season long. Again, last night we saw her for 4 seconds on screen.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's Kyle is trying to drive Brandy off the show because that's...
Well, what I'm asking is the end near for Adrian?
Yes.
I think so. People don't like her, and she's actually not that interesting to watch, and now she's barely making it onto the show, and she's making it difficult for Bravo, because now Bravo can't air certain things without having litigation going around. And then on top of this divorce that they're going through, while very messy and probably good to watch on TV, you know, when no TV network wants to deal with a litigious duo, you know?
No, I'm telling you right now that she is on the chopping block for next season, and they are going to try and up Zanuck and make her start fighting with, like, Taylor, and then maybe bring back Camille as a full-timer. But I think that Adrian has fucked herself right off this show.
Well, Adrian, really, the only thing she ever did on this show is promote her business. And now that they've all failed, she doesn't really have much to do. And she's apparently threatened to sue Bravo, you know, from the looks of it. So
she and Jill Zarin need to go crash a car into Shut Up Mountain and go away forever.
Shut up. And add Maurizio to that. So let's get back to this fight, because there was some good shit in this fight. So Taylor starts, I love that in the middle of it, Taylor just starts going on her rant.
Hey, I miss Russell. I hated Russell. God, I miss him so much. Mommy, where's my plane? It's so hard. I feel like I'm cheating when I date.
Bitch, you are. You're sleeping with a married man with three children. Are you fucking kidding? You brought him on air last year. Everybody knows you're a man stealer, and now you're sitting here. Ugh, she is horrible. Oh, and this is another thing I have to say to you, too. Someone in the comments said that you guys were sticking up for Taylor last week.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't even remember what we talked about last week.
someone in the comments said you were sticking up for her in some way, and I was like, oh, hell no.
No, I mean, don't get it twisted, and if we need some clarification right now, I'll say it. I think it's hilarious that she had to sell her diamond ring or give it up to settle that lawsuit, and that she still has a ton of money to pay on top of it. Guess what? She shouldn't want that ring. He was a terrible, disgusting person. She's a terrible, disgusting person, and all she does is walk into every one of these parties, guzzle down three goblets of Sauvignon Blanc, and start rambling about shit that nobody gives a fuck about.
I think Taylor's going to be out next season.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. Taylor's starting to get to that point where I kind of love when she shows up on screen, because she's always a wasted mess. I mean, whole thing when she said, us single girls, we got to stick together. We don't have the men. Like, that was, I was dying of laughter.
A voice for me, because I thought that the way she started to talk about, like, we're not going to cry, ladies, we're not going to cry, was kind of along the lines of Kelly Ben Simone on the trip with Alex McCord, like, shh, we're not talking. No, be quiet.
Ladies, we are not going to cry. I can't do it, Taylor. I'm not from the South. I haven't tried it before. It started to come out weird. I just stopped it.
She's come too far to let go of this zip code.
Oh, she's a horrible, horrible person. I cannot wait to see her get everything she deserves. I hope she just gets sued by everybody.
Yeah.
Everywhere she goes.
Well, I also like think a little. Okay, go ahead.
No, there was also Kim stood up for herself a little bit this tonight at the dinner party. First, when Yolanda tried to step to her and say, like, we are waiting for you at the juicing party. And Kim's like, I'm not doing that. I can only eat raisins.
and chicken salad hand tossed with her talons.
I can only have tagine and with couscous and stuff. But no.
Well,
clams.
She's already given up her main food, wine.
Yeah.
Stop making her give up everything else. Let her give up one thing a year, for Christ's sake.
But when she and Brandy started to get into a fight, like that, Brandy, I thought, actually could have won that argument easily, but it became just like, well, you start it. No, you start it.
You start it first.
It was so not.
Wait, which argument?
Remember, they were like, because they were saying that Brandy just says things and she doesn't think about it. And
right,
so,
like the way Kim was essentially bringing up the fact that Brandy said that she was doing meth. And Brandy was like, actually, I said you were doing meth, but I really meant that you were an alcoholic, and that was the truth. And Kim was like, but you can't just throw things out like I do meth.
So Kim said, you said something that was untrue. And Brandy was like, no, I said something that was incorrect. and then they went back and forth. And then it was like, Kim was like, Brandy was like, well, you guys were coming at me first. And then she's like, but you said it first. It was really the height of maturity.
It makes me crazy that Kim still to this day cannot admit that she was a bitch. Has she seen the show? I mean, she was so nasty that night. She was horrible, horrible, horrible. She was the worst she's ever been on this
show. She's also being a terrible recoverer, because the thing that you have to do is apologize to everyone, and you have to accept responsibility that, you know, things that you may be mad at, you have to understand that because of your problem, you know, you have a role in that, and you have to apologize. Isn't that the rule?
Good luck with that, Vanessa.
Yeah. Isn't that the rule? You have to apologize everyone.
Yes, yes. You're well, but she doesn't even see that she's doing.
You're asking me and Ronnie like we should know.
Yeah. Yeah, Ronnie, I never quit nothing.
Ronnie, you were a heroin addict. Tell us, isn't this how it's done?
Now, Ben, I didn't appreciate you calling me a heroin addict, but I'm sorry that I was drunk and offensive enough to bring you to that point. Yeah. Okay, that's all, Cam.
And then I opened Ronnie's man purse and black tar heroin came tumbling out.
It's for the dogs.
Also,
that's for the dogs.
let's just be frank. Don't you think Kim was probably doing meth? I mean, where would Brandy just pull that out? Do you think that Brandy was just making that up, or do you think that she really smelled it, or that she really heard that Kim was doing meth?
Kim looks like she has wooden teeth from the set of Lincoln, and you don't get wooden teeth from the set of Lincoln just by drinking gin and tonics.
Yeah. Kim, yeah, she has a little bit of meth mouth. But, you know, it could have just been pills, just your standard, like, Oxycontin, Ambien, Valium cocktail.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the best part of Kim last night, which was when Taylor was whining about Russell, and Maury said, "Oh, you didn't have a choice." And Kim said, "Yeah, she does. She could have left that marriage."
Yeah. That was, well,
she was just throwing zinger. I mean, what a great dinner party.
Oh, and by the way, Mauricio, you brought up something interesting. Mauricio is so wrong because Brandy cannot just call up and say, I'm sorry, because Lisa and Ken had the right point, which is like, if the lawyers are saying don't contact, don't. Like, these people are trying to sue you and you're going to call up. That's like the worst thing. Like, once
how about she shouldn't have to apologize for anything because it's fucking bitch Adrian Maloof. And guess what, Mauricio? You're friends with the Maloofs. Brandy's not friends with them and she doesn't need to call them. The end.
Well, also,
the Maloofs just don't need to be suing.
Obviously, he's just obviously going for Maloof money because they've got so much of it, and he wants his commission check. I mean, he's just everything he does on this show is to get money from somebody or something. That's the only reason he ever appears on screen.
He is doing exactly what the Maloofs wanted Brandy to do last season after the reunion. They paid him to say those things and to make Brandy look bad on TV the same way they were going to be willing to pay Brandy to kind of, you know, make their fight against Lisa kind of either go under the rug or just to make her join their team to fight Lisa. It's exactly what happened. Mauricio got a check for that.
Well, I think that if he didn't like literally get a check, he's getting it in money from home sales. I mean, yeah. He knows that, you know. Yeah. But
anyway,
what was I going to say about that horrible, horrible man?
Well, let's talk about him and how Ken started to defend Brandy, which I thought was really in a weird, fucked up way. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but I felt it was kind of like admirable. And I do like that Ken is old fashioned and that he does, you know, make a swing for Lisa after 30 years of marriage, and that does come to Brandy's defense and say, look, she doesn't have a husband or a partner there to kind of back her up. And when you're up against the Maloofs who are both fucking pit bulls with all that money, yeah, somebody needs to stand up for her. And Mauricio was just dogging her. And I thought it was disgusting and disrespectful, the exact same way that Paul dissed Brandy. I feel like all these people treat Brandy like trash just because she's an attractive woman who might have slutted it around doesn't mean that these other men that are married that pretend to have class can walk in and treat her like such garbage. They are filthy, dirty, nasty men, and the fact that she told them to fuck off was amazing.
And you know what? And the truth is this. I mean, should she have said this thing? Probably not. But you know what, though? Had Adrian just like waved it off and be like, you know what, she's a fucking liar, that's ridiculous, moving on, this would not, like, even no one would even give any of this any like credence.
Mauricio's wife is Kyle, and every time that Brandy has gotten in trouble this season for opening her mouth, it's because Kyle has been prodding her to do it on camera.
Right, but what I'm saying is that Adrian could have nipped this in the bud by not reacting as ridiculous as she did. And, you know, should Brandy have said it? Probably not. But you know what? Like, she probably wouldn't have said something that's libelous. And she probably thought, like, she was in no legal danger by saying it. And she probably didn't realize she'd be starting a shitstorm.
Yeah, but also, Adrian shouldn't have shown up on screen talking about how hard it was to give birth. Like, and go
ding,
on
ding,
and
ding.
On. 15 minutes, because the more that we hear that's what it is, the more I believe it. Because remember when they showed that dinner, how closely they showed that clip? I mean, they showed her going on and on and on about giving birth, and they showed everyone's faces being so disgusted by it and this and that, and it just really makes me think that that's what it is now. And if she doesn't want people calling her a liar, then she shouldn't show up in public lying about shit.
Yeah, Adrian, guess what,
it's fucking horrible.
She
and especially
needs to call
after accusing Lisa of selling all these stories and doing all this and then turning around and doing that to Brandy. Why is nobody bringing that up?
Because she's not Lance Armstrong. Yeah. She just needs to go on Oprah and air all that shit out, and all she right. will be forgiven.
Right, she's got bigger nuts than Lance Armstrong. That's a damn sure.
All right, well, we have to move on. So shall we move on? Or should we just continue on from last night's show? Should we go to Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. Can I just say, before we even start, I am begging you guys, I'm begging you not to make me watch this show again. I can't take it. It's too much. Vile.
It is really one of the worst shows of all time. First of all, I didn't even realize last time, Matt, when we talked about it last week, someone on our Facebook page mentioned this, and it's actually in her bio too. Stassi, the awful twat on this show, and I'm sorry to use that vulgar language, but
it is totally
it.
Valid.
She was on Amazing Race Family Edition, and I remember exactly who she was. She was a spoiled brat then, and she's a spoiled brat now. She is
that
an
was
awful
the worst
woman.
Family, they were horrifying.
She's an awful, awful girl, and she at 23 thinks she's got everything figured out. She's nothing but a cold bitch, and I'm sorry if this sounds misogynistic, but she is just a cold bitch, and she's evil. And Jax is an idiot for sticking with this stupid girl in the first place.
No, it's not. That guy's fucking his rent.
Well, that's true. But
that's not that's stupid
true.
At
good
all.
Point. Good point.
That
good
guy
point.
Hasn't had to
good
work point. For years. That's the only reason I want to work out is so I could be a Jax and get some idiot bitch to take care of me.
But you know what though, Jax could like fuck the rent off so many other girls. Like there's so it's many true. Other options. And she
are you guys not at all disgusted that they go to places that we go? Like they were at Stout having drinks, then they were at the Grove, and made me feel dirty and embarrassed.
My favorite part was that they go to Stout, and he's like, "Well, I guess I'll get a cheeseburger." Yeah, congratulations. That's all that there is on the menu.
Yeah, it's beer and cheeseburgers, you asshole.
And then they go to they go to Mixology, which is this awful bar in the Grove.
Tacky tack.
And they go. He does 7 shots. Next scene, he's got his car keys out. He's like, "Okay, I'm going to drive you home." And, like, this is, like, not even, like, mentioned, like, you're drunk or whatever. He did 7 shots, unless they were, like, fake shots. I mean, it was...
No.
Did anyone else notice that?
I'm sure he did 7 shots.
He was slurring every line that came out of his mouth.
And he was ready to go drive off. I mean, this is what idiots in L.A. do. Unfortunately, this is not, like, some crazy thing that we've seen in that stupid empty bar where that stupid party was. Too bad that the birthday boy on that, I actually think he seems like a nice guy. But these guys
That's
are all...
That's why he'll never be on this show.
Yeah. These guys are all douchebags. Do you see how fired up I am right now? They're all douchebags. The girls are all idiots. When they had the gay pride float and Sheena puts some lotion on Jax's back, and then all the girls get into this whole tizzy over it. Oh, my God. I want to throw them off the float and have them run over by every single float and every single, like, every single, like, marching group of gays in that festivity. That would have been gay pride right there, because we would have ruined taken away some awful people, and gays hate awful people.
Yeah, those 3 girls. First of all, I wasn't here to talk about the premiere episode, and I won't go into it too much, but one thing that one of them said, that horse-faced one,
she said,
like,
that
the
we're
skinniest,
all hot.
Tallest one.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
one talking about how hot they are, I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, she looks like that girl in the Looney Tunes cartoon who says, "It's a man." you know who I'm talking about? I don't know her name, but she's like hideous.
She looks,
and that's who that girl looks like. It's like, you are not hot. You are thin. Okay, people in LA, stop confusing thin for hot.
That's actually,
it's not bad to be thin, but your face is ugly. Go back to Indiana and get a real job.
That's what we said about Stassi last week. Actually, we said that she's actually not that hot. She's just thin, and I'll give her credit. She looks a lot better than she did on The Amazing Race. But she still has a stupid face, and she has an evil, awful personality. I'm trying to remember some of the terrible things that she did last night. There were so many. But she did say this. She said that she was like, "I'm an amazing catch, and I deserve so much better." So we asked on Facebook, "What do people think that Stassi deserves?" And we had a lot of quick responses. Meredith Sullivan said that she deserves a swift kick to the head, which I think we can all agree with.
Yes.
Anna says that she deserves lice. Bev says that she deserves Slade Smiley. Alessandra Dreyer says that she deserves herpes, which I think she probably already has.
No doubt. She works at
Hello,
Sir.
Jax.
I like this one.
Dating Jax.
Yeah, exactly. I like this one. Mark says that she deserves a cat face egg salad sandwich.
I like Amanda. Daily lectures from Ramona Singer about not depending on a man.
Holla.
Tamala says that she needs an STD and ride to Shut Up Mountain. I can't watch that show.
Lynette, to watch Vanderpump Rules over and over and over. Amen.
Yes.
Ernie, a feed bag.
Let's see. Someone kind enough to pull that entitled stick out of her ass. Yes.
I think that she needs to get a clue, because when she was there saying, like, why would my boyfriend of 2 years just decide to sleep in his truck instead of get in bed with his girlfriend? I'm like, he's not in his truck. Yeah. He is fucking that other male model.
Yeah, I also like when she said, she was like, you know, I'm like asleep and you're out like having fun. You're going out, like you're having parties. I don't get to do that. I'm in bed. I'm like, well, bitch, then get out of bed and go do that. What the fuck? Yeah. No one's holding you down.
I like Siobhan. Stassi deserves to be on E's Fashion Police with Chelsea Clinton for Bitch Stole My Look. That's so on the money.
Krista says that Stassi deserves to listen to Asa sing everything annoying that she says.
Bite your tongue, because Asa is a Persian priestess, whatever.
Oh, I like this one. Stassi deserves to meet 42-year-old Stassi, a chain-smoking, overweight, hash-slinging waitress at the Waffle House.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
I like this one, too. Stassi deserves a quote-unquote fat-ready... I messed that one up. Sorry, never mind. I just like using the term fat ready. Sorry.
Okay,
Susan.
Well, we need to ask this question. I think that our listeners right now hate Vanderpump Rules. I don't know anybody that's watched it that likes it. Ronnie clearly wants to jump out the window every time it comes on.
I can't.
Are we sticking with this shit?
I'm not.
I mean, don't we have to for some Lisa moments?
I would normally wait for a vote, but I will sit here and talk to you about it, but I'm out.
Here's the thing, it made me furious. I hate it so much, but it gets me fired up, so I think I will watch it at least one or two more episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm committed. I'm committed to make it background noise.
I mean, it really is such a vile show. I mean, when you have to sit and watch Sheena and her mom from Azusa get matching tattoos.
Oh, my God. I mean, don't even get me started. They are like the white trash Gilmore Girls with that nasty ass little... Okay, ladies, if any of you have tattoos behind your ear, just end it. Just be done.
Just chop off your ear, Van Gogh style.
That is worse than a tramp stamp. I'm sorry.
No, tramp stamp's
the worst. Yeah, it's like a tramp stamp for your mouth. and I love that she's like, oh, well, I'm from Azusa, so I'm from LA. So I have a no, bitch, you're from Azusa.
Okay, the only thing that's in Azusa is, I think, a car dealership.
Yeah, probably like a roller skating rink and a hot dog stand.
Right, that are totally like in dilapidated states.
Yeah, and by the way, Sheena, enjoy your youth right now, because you know what you're going to look like when you're 38?
Your mom.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty, but it is very feathered.
Don't ever. I think that's why she's dating a fat guy. I think this is the one. She's like, maybe if I date this size, he'll marry me, and then
she's
going to
be working at a sunglass hut. She's going to be working at a sunglass hut in Azusa with 2 facial piercings and 4 children by the time she's 35. I fucking guarantee it.
The sunglass hut is like vaguely upmarket. I'm thinking, I'm thinking like a Mrs. Fields or maybe a Build-A-Bear. She'll be doing inventory of Build-A-Bear in the bathroom.
Oh my God. With one of those like weird like harness back braces.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And she'll be dating some guy named like Snake.
She's not Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Okay, can we move on to a better show called The Shahs of Sunset slash the diamond of Bravo programming at the moment?
So let's give it up for Asa's ass. That was one impressive.
Wow.
She got cakes. She got wedding cakes. Those are like someone called the guy from Food Network whose name I can't remember, which is a shame because it would have been a great joke.
The cake boss?
No, not him.
Duff? Duff?
No, not Duff. You know the guy who, like, the Israeli guy who has a weird cake show?
No.
I only watch the women chefs on the Food Network.
Oh,
Isn't that sexist?
I'm like, men can't cook.
Let's see. Asa's ass. I was kind of shocked and happily surprised by Mike's comment about body images, and I loved how everybody was so shocked that Lily is so obsessed with her body, and how Asa was like, girl, you need some curves or whatever. I mean, I really wish white people could be like that, because I'm starving. And I would really like to not live my entire life like this.
That's like so Persian to like have curves and like not care. Like that's what Persian people do. Like white people are like, oh, I can't eat this. And Persian people are like, put some pomegranates and some butter on it.
Clearly MJ does not care about it, because I thought last week when she was modeling the different bathing suits, I thought that was like the shame level. Oh, she took it to a whole new level this week.
She's always taking it to a new shame level.
When she walked in from smoking a cigarette on the porch, and she was wearing that strapless black bathing suit, and she and Reza were wrestling on that couch, and like her inner like thigh, I mean, it was all on display, and it was not in a good way, Melissa Gorga style.
The depths of shame that she plunders on a regular basis. I mean, she's like a shame spelunker. She just keeps going down further and further into a cave of shame.
Is there anybody in Bravo history that has embarrassed themselves more in a season and a half? No. Not even Giudice. I'm going there.
Not even Luann?
No. This woman takes the cake, eats it, and then vomits it up and eats it again for extra calories. That's how much cake she takes.
She is making Snooki look classy, which is really impressive.
So are we going to have to, like, sit through an entire season of MJ's The Drug Addict storyline?
I think they've killed that. I think, you know, because they tried to...
I don't think so, because they just found a whole thing of pills in her bag.
No, they left it off. They were for her dogs. Her dogs that need Valium. They're very stressed.
Her dogs that are really 10 pounds. Listen, and I'm sure that pill would kill those dogs.
Wouldn't you be stressed if your owner was MJ and you thought she might fall over on you?
I would be stressed if I was having 25-year-old birthday parties when I'm actually 41.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How old was her birthday party? It was not
72. 25. Well, I don't know if she was saying that she was 30 or what the hell she was saying.
I think she said she was 37.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Either way, she's a liar. Liar.
She's a lie.
She is truly a big fat liar.
Sorry,
neighbor.
So Lily, I kind of love that Lily has such a stick up her ass and doesn't want to get her $15,000 purse dirty. I thought that was really funny.
I wouldn't put that thing.
Could you like
on
not spill on this? This is like an Hermes bag.
Oh, at least you got all the germs off of everything.
these people are like, they are so fat and out of control. I like don't want to be here anymore. I'm going to go to sleep now.
I don't like the way drunk people look because they're all sweaty and they stumble around and they smell bad. I like to look like this.
I'm going to go back and just look at my dog run in circles instead now.
What is that in the middle of her chest? It looks like she's got like a GPS tag embedded.
I saw that actually in person when I saw Lily. It's like a big sort of like rectangle, and I wonder if she had some sort of surgery, or maybe that's how they got in to fill up her breasts.
I wonder how, if she had surgery, Ben, really, come on.
Well, I mean like chest surgery.
I had a clavicle implant.
I had a valve put in so I could just go in there myself and keep refilling so I don't have to go to the doctor.
That's where I keep my law degree.
Oh, my God. Will one of you please buy me her crazy Tina Turner Beyond Thunderdome necklace, because I'm obsessed with it.
You have to buy it yourself, oopy doopy goopy.
Ben, can you please just work on this voice, because it's like so 99% there and I'm obsessed with it, and you really should just abandon candy. You just need to abandon the candy.
But I feel like I made such progress with candy. Someone said my candy was sounding good.
I'm going to have a birthday party for my
Well, I'm going to have a birthday. No, I'm losing it.
There needs to be some higher squeaks in there.
I'm going to get in a helicopter and we're going to ride up to Todd's birthday party.
I love when you said ride up. I thought you were going to say Riley, because she loves to say Riley.
Riley, what are you talking about, Riley?
You're just a kid. I think kids get nice houses that lose touch with reality. Hey, Riley.
Right. See, if I bring someone over here, Riley, you're going to be like, why are you bringing someone over here, Mama? I don't want to do that, Riley. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
You know what? If she just recorded these sayings, or we took them and just took them from the TV show and made an album out of it, it would sell better than her last record, because I would fucking buy 5 copies.
Riley, I got Kegel balls in me, Riley.
Oh, did her record not sell well?
No.
How's Kenya's record going to do? Kenya has a new song out, doesn't she?
Kenya's going to have a new song. Kenya's going to have a workout tape. She's going to have anything that anybody else has. She's going to have a wine. She's going to have a jewelry line and a skincare line. Because if you want to have it, she's going to get it first.
Well, you know what?
Okay, let's move on to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Wait. Excuse me. We have to talk about...
Bad alcoholic.
No, we need 30 seconds.
Wait, Gigi's extensions.
About Gigi's extensions and how her ex-boyfriend is hot and her current boyfriend is hot, and I want to be in the middle of an Omid and that London boy sandwich.
Listen, there must be something about munchkins in, like, Persian lore that draws these guys to her, because I don't see anyone else liking this girl. But even more importantly, she was so proud of her party. That could not have been an uglier ballroom. It was like this brown room.
It was cheap and hideous, just like her. And the saddest part of the entire episode was at the end when she said, I think that's the first time I've hugged my sister since I was 5 years old. Wait, I don't even think I hugged her when we were 5.
Just a touch dramatic. It looked like it was in an airport lounge, quite frankly. It looked like it was at Burbank Airport.
It looked like it was in the room adjacent to Candy's boyfriend's birthday party.
Oh, and congratulations, you got Jenna Jameson, which means that Gigi's extensions are great for porn stars. Great. You want to look like a porn star? Put in Gigi's extensions.
Hey, here's a glass of wine. Hide that sperm breath and come back and try on some extensions, Jenna. What the hell kind of star is that? Get the hell out of here, Jenna Jameson.
She's the star of Zombie Strippers, an amazing film. You should see it.
Yeah, she's also the star of, like...
put it in my face.
Anyway, let's move on to Atlanta because we're running out of time rapidly.
Okay, last week, Ben, you and I said that Atlanta sucked and it was done, and we got some haterade on the Facebook page.
Oh my God.
And I'm really happy to say that this week it still sucked.
It still sucked. And Ronnie, now you can come back and fight us. Go.
That is the only Housewives show that doesn't hurt my feelings. It doesn't make me hate humanity. I smile. I laugh. It doesn't have a lot of drama, but it's so fun. How could you hate that show? And Kenya's so crazy.
Kenya's crazy, but I don't find her, like, entertaining. She's just, like, an awful person who's just crazy. That's all that she is. I'm glad you jumped Walter, because there are all these rumors that Walter's gay. And, in fact, one of our listeners, Michael, sent us that link that... Walter, on his Twitter, he follows someone called, like, Dat Fine As, who is, like, a DL bro, which is not – I don't think most straight guys follow people
like that. I love that our listeners – and thank you for that, Michael – are our secret investigators on the side of doing this, like, undercover brother work for us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's great. What happened in this episode? I mean, just like, there was the
donkey booty. All it was is Phaedra having a donkey booty video with her man. And it's like, Kenya just gave a ridiculous quote. And Candy's boyfriend swooped in at a quarter of the price. And they're going to work with Candy.
Well, I also wasn't totally sure what the deal was. I think I zoned out for part of it. Was that they were going to shoot this video with a $100,000 budget, which is also hilarious. And by the way, okay, investigator listeners, can someone pull up some of Kenya's producing credits? Because I would like to know what she's produced.
I feel like it's nothing but straight-to-DVD movies starring Mario Van Peebles.
I was going to say it was Jenna Jameson's Put It In My Vagina, but...
Fuck my elbow with Jenna Jameson. She was going to try and charge $100,000. They thought it was ridiculous, so they were going to bring it down. But she got this distribution deal together, and she wanted 10% of the distribution deal, which is actually fair. She got the deal.
I think 10% is very fair. Yeah, I actually was not sure what the problem was. I actually thought... I mean, I don't know these things too well, but
Phaedra was in the wrong, Ben. Phaedra was in the wrong because what? Just because she thinks that she can do it all and be a lawyer and be a mom and be a wife and, you know, be a cemetery person. I mean, she can't do everything. And why not give this woman 10% to go hoe it out?
Yeah, I was shocked why she turned her nose up. I thought 10% seemed fair. I mean, I don't know what Phaedra was expecting for Kenya to get in terms of money.
Well, I think she was thinking the $100,000 was so high that a lot of that was going to go into Kenya's pocket, which it will, and that was going to be her payment.
Right. So Kenya was probably going to shoot it. Kenya was probably going to shoot it for $25,000, pocket $75,000. Yeah. Why should she pay her a 10% on the back end in addition?
By the way, $100,000 is an absolutely ridiculous budget for a stupid little donkey booty video.
Yeah, you pay the models $100 to be there for a day. Phaedra and her idiot husband are there for free. And you just have a set that's like fucking, what, $5,000 tops to build and a couple of cameramen. Give me a break.
Like $10,000 in posts. You're done. But by the way, I did enjoy this episode because I feel like there were a lot of shots of Apollo's arms, which I appreciated.
This season, they've let Apollo speak more, and I just can't be attracted to him anymore.
Hey, Phaedra.
Oh, we're gonna do a workout video, Phaedra.
Yeah, we're gonna do a workout video. Okay, look, here's our exercise. We squat.
He's like David Beckham. It's like, keep your mouth shut and put your hot crotch on a billboard. That's the end.
Right. He's still super hot.
Shoes, keep your mouth quiet and take your shirt off.
Yeah, I agree. What else happened? Nini went to Hollywood, and she got her own trailer, and she was happy.
And I have to say, Nini, completely palatable this season. So Nini goes, like, she goes from my favorite to my most hated to my favorite again. So I don't know.
It's because there's no Sheree and Kim to get her riled up. And I'm getting really tired of this. Riley? I'm getting really tired of, like, her and Greg rekindling. Yeah. Fine, I get it. But Greg is creepy. There's no way to cut that. He's creepy.
I agree.
He's the man who saved her from the stripping pole. He's her daddy forever. She's got to stay with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Nini's gone from being like an awful diva to just plain out boring.
Totes boring.
And there was not enough Portia this episode. We need much more Portia.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Hey, how come there's no pictures of Candy when she's young?
It's not her birthday party.
Oh.
So what is she? She like 400 years old or something?
I love when I accidentally do my Audrey voice from those cars.
Hey, Mr. Muchnick, I'm Portia. Hey, there's a plant. We need to get more customers.
Okay, so fuck that show. Let's move on to Top Chef. Are you guys watching Top Chef?
I am, but I'm an episode behind. Around the new year, I fell behind, and I have like a backlog. I'm two episodes behind in Revenge. I'm an episode behind in Top Chef.
I caught up over Christmas, and I'm obsessed with Kristen. I think she's going to be the second woman to ever win Top Chef.
She's great.
Wait, which one is she?
She is the androgynous Asian with forearm tattoos.
Badass. Yeah, she's a badass.
I'll tell you what I hate. I hate the one who looks like a little gnome, the one who can't cook pork.
Oh, he's gross with the little creepy mustache.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah, he's a problem.
Well, that's, you know, they showed a picture of him in his past, and man, that guy was gorgeous. I mean, that really was just he? Goes to show you. You think it's just a pizza, but that's what it turns into. Don't do it, you guys. Stay cute.
It's a pizza, and before you know it, you're wearing a floppy hat, you're growing out a beard, you're twisting up your mustache, you're getting an inappropriate ugly tattoo on your forearm, and then you're the Top Chef.
Are you describing MJ, or are we talking about... this guy.
No, MJ never had a chance. This guy was
actually. She does have a mustache that's twisted up.
She does have a twisted mustache.
So does that girl from Shaw's of Sunset, Sheena. They showed a close up of her face singing, and I was like, wow.
Vanderpump, yeah.
What is this, a Western?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sheena.
So yeah, she is from Azusa. It's all the rage there to cake your makeup into your stash.
Yeah, they groom Harry out there.
Gross. So Top Chef, I am absolutely loving this year. I think it's one of their best in a really long time. And I'm loving the women this year. They are kicking ass.
Yes, I love the South African woman. I was so scared when she almost got kicked off. I hope she survived last week since I'm an episode behind.
Well, her dish looked amazing. I mean, it looks so good. That Italian whatever, that Northern Italian cheesy, bready. I mean, granted, I'm starving. Yeah. But God, that looked hungry. And I did not like Gail Simmons saying it looked like there was just a piece of, you know, cold cut cheese thrown.
I know. It was my first time that I was like, Gail, shut up, bitch. Yeah. But I will say I did not like the most recent episode where they didn't do restaurant wars the way we're used to them, where we have two teams of four battling it out. They kind of did individual restaurant wars.
Wait, isn't restaurant wars this week?
It's a two-parter.
Oh!
It's
a two-parter. Okay, wait, did anyone go home last week?
Yes. Who did go home last week?
Wait, didn't... When did Bart go home?
A few weeks ago. Wait, don't tell me because I haven't seen it yet. So.
OMG, this is a podcast about Bravo, honey.
Fine.
Spoiler alert. You're on the show with spoilers.
Well, because the thing is we talk about Top Chef only like here and there. And of course, now we're talking about it more than ever as the one time I'm a week behind. But you know what? Go ahead. It's my fault.
This week they had to come up with restaurant concepts and they had to, you know, all cook for their concept. And then the best concept won.
Did the guy who was like, I'm going to make everything raw go home, Micah?
Yes. Oh, thank God. Okay. And what a loser. First of all,
what is a raw restaurant on Top Chef? Jeez.
Yeah, people were like, this is the show where you're supposed to bring your skills, not just throw some raw food on a plate, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, but also, first of all, he was so arrogant. I was really glad to see his ass get handed to him. But also, you know, raw cooking is not easy. Like, it's not just throwing a carrot onto a plate. If you've ever been to a raw restaurant, there's like so many ingredients that go into it and so much preparation.
Let me
so
tell you.
It's an art. No, and for him to just like cut up some fucking fish and throw it on a plate, what are you talking about, you idiot? Yeah,
I used to date a raw foodist, and I can't tell you how many different like dehydration machines were running in the house at all times of the day, and he was busy doing that instead of me, and it was the reason we broke up.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of it reminds me of actually a few seasons ago on Top Chef Masters when they had to cook for Zooey Deschanel, and she was like, and she pretty much just wanted vegan, you know. And or vegetarian esque, and so instead of like
I'm vegetarian, pasta, but I like better food than what they're serving.
They like I remember they just like served up a whole bunch of like crappy salads. Like, you know, there's a way to like do the raw thing, the vegan thing, the
Ben,
vegetarian.
You will
thing
watch
artfully.
This, Micah. All he did was throw five nasty different fishes on a plate, like raw chunks of fish. And Gail was like, I don't want all these five fish flavors smushing together in my mouth. This is nasty.
Good for Gail.
I mean, that guy was so bad that he saved Josie, and Josie has been ready to go home for a few episodes now. God bless her heart. I mean, I don't hate
Josie.
Her.
Oh yeah,
she's the Josie's from Miami, and she's the one that she's the one that like came out and or no, she didn't come out like Jodie Foster. She kind of came out and said, "Micah, by the way, you're gay."
Yeah, really? She came. She's a returning player that looks like fat Goofy.
No, I know.
she's totes fat Goofy.
She is fat Goofy.
But everybody hates her. I don't really hate her. I don't find her hateable as much. But, God, she really – I mean, she served, like, really dry pork crap and that laugh. I can't even do it without going into Madison, but it's a really, really hideous, horrible –
You could do it anyway. All our impersonations sort of flow into each other.
No, trust me. It's better I don't.
Okay, so
a few final notes. Million Dollar Decorators Part 2, the finale.
Ooh,
Lindsay Lohan.
It's over.
What a dashing thing we did to that pub. I wish Lindsay Lohan would come to this pub instead of getting into car accidents.
Oh my God! And them walking into what's her buns, her remodeled house. What is her name? Why can't I remember her name right
Mary
now?
Mary McDonald?
Yes, when they walked into her remodeled house and he was like, ew, it's like old lady chic.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. Yeah, I thought actually for a season, perhaps series finale, it was a little dull. Like, I didn't really care about Mary's house, you know?
And no. Also, it was hideous. Her house ended up being really ugly. It was like her worst work I've ever seen.
You guys, though, you still want the show to come back, right? Like, I'm so worried because the ratings are not good, but I fucking love this show. When it's good, it's great, and when it's bad, it's just boring. But like, it needs another season.
I agree. I want a little more Million Dollar Decorators.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it more this season than normally. Normally, I couldn't even finish the first season. So I finished it, so that's good.
I mean, the whole Lohan thing was totally staged and fake, and this car accident. Oh, my God, whenever I'm in a car accident, the first person I think of to call is my decorator.
What do you think about Catherine's take?
Oh, what an ass kisser. God, it was disgusting.
That's Lindsay. The problem. Because we love her.
Same thing. Wow, Lindsay. Oh, kisses. Ugh, get rid of her.
Ronnie, that was an amazing impression.
It was beautiful.
She was gross.
Yeah, I love Catherine, but I'm tired of her ass kissing. We need to not have any more celebrities next season. If there is a next season, okay, let's talk about. None of us are watching Patty Stanger, right? Are we done with that, Carol?
We actually have to start wrapping up. So I think, I mean, we could talk about Miami Lost footage, but was there anything? I mean, I saw part of it. I saw Adriana doing some acting.
She is starring in a horror film, and I cannot wait for us to have a screening of it, and we're all going to get drunk and make a drinking game.
You know it's got to be a good horror movie because it's got to live up to our standards.
Standards. All I'm going to say is this. Half of the show was about her, and half was about Mama Elsa. And it's really a shame that this didn't make the regular season because they are the two best people on the show. I actually love her.
Too.
I love her son. I think that Adriana and her son are just an adorable combo. And then Mama Elsa putting out her own coffee line and driving around in a coffee truck, I could watch it on an endless fucking loop.
Yeah. It's great. I
already missed that show. Love you, Miami. Come home, Miami.
All right. Well, on that note, hopefully Miami will come home to us. And in the meantime, we'll have lots of Bravo to talk about next
week. Oh, yes. Miami's been renewed. You know that, right?
No.
It's back. Girl,
yes,
it's back.
It's officially renewed. Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Well, this was delicious, boys. It was great talking to you.
We should go to Sir and celebrate.
You know what? You know what I actually thought about today? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to Sir only so that way I could say to them, I do not want to be seated in Stassi's section.
Oh, my God. You guys, let's just go next week and do that.
I think that bitch actually works there.
We should go investigate. We'll let our online users dig for trash about Walter's sexuality while we go have drinks at Sir.
We can at least go to Sir Lounge, which means we don't have to have any of the food. We can just have some of the, I imagine, super sweet drinks that Jax makes.
Well, they're sexy. You know it.
I know. They're sexy, unique restaurant drinks. Sir'd. Anyway, okay. So everyone, follow us on Twitter. I'm at B-Side Blog. Matt's at Life on the M-List. Ronnie's at TVgasm. Our show is at What Crappens. And definitely follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. It's a really fun Facebook page full of lots of commentary. And as you can tell, we read a lot of your stuff on the show. Fun photos go up and everything. And leave comments for us on iTunes. We love that. And you should subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. And have a wonderful week.
You guys, just stay wonderful. Okay?
Just do wonderful things. You do you. You do you. We'll do we.
And we'll do some. We'll do some pills with MJ's dogs.
And
love and
light. It's gonna be great. Great.
Love and light. Love and light. Gone with the Wind. Fabulous.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
To the insurance company that did me wrong, I've moved on. I'm happily insured with another. Bless your pee-picking heart. It was just never meant to be betwixt us. You gave me automobile insurance apprehension. And GEICO has come along and in just 15 minutes given me new car insurance and made me as jubilant as a newborn lamb in springtime. And Paul has given GEICO his approval. That's one thing you never had. Joyful with another. Clara May in Columbia.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.